Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for tuning in to the Drive On podcast, where we're focused on giving hope and strength to the entire military community. Whether you're a veteran, active duty, guard, reserve, or a family member, this podcast will share inspirational stories and resources that are useful to you. I'm your host, Scott DeLucio, and now let's get on with the show. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Drive On podcast. Today, my guest is Alicia Aguilar. Alicia is a Navy veteran who, while serving, discovered how exercise helped her to manage her stress and anxiety. She also created the Awareness Athletics brand, and she's here today to talk about her fitness journey and how it helped her overall physical and mental health through that whole process. So welcome to the show. I'm glad to have you on.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. So for the listeners out there who might not be familiar with you and your journey, why don't you tell us a little bit about your background?
Okay, yeah. So I am originally from Nebraska. I served about 7 years in the Navy. And I was actually stationed in Norfolk, Virginia for 5 years and San Diego, California for 2 years. My job was aviation maintenance administration. So I did administrative work for search and rescue helos, and I worked with the E-2DO Hawkeyes. And there was a lot of like various different jobs in between, but majority of it was administrative work. So I recently just separated from the Navy August 2021. So I'm kind of like the whole veteran process is all flowing now.
In the whole transition process, what do I do with myself now? All that kind of stuff is probably going on with you, right? At this point.
Yeah, I jumped straight into school and then I did a contractor job for a little bit prior to moving back to Nebraska. So that's where I am now, back home living with my parents, because I was like, man, I'm so homesick for so long. Like I should probably spend some more time with them.
Yeah, it's funny when you go away, whether it's on a deployment or just serving in different places around the country, around the world, even where you're away from home for so long, you start to miss some of those comforts that you grew up with and all the things that you're just used to having around you.
And the grass, because there was like no grass in San Diego, right? And like wind, it's just like the weirdest things. It's so funny.
Yeah, there's those little tiny things that you don't even recognize while you're there. But when you don't have them, it's I feel like I'm lost now. I need that thing to ground me back to where I came from.
Yeah.
Totally agree. I felt the same way. Even on deployment, there would be certain foods or whatever that our family would have on certain holidays, like Easter or whatever. And you go into the chow hall in Afghanistan and it's like, oh, this is not it. And you try to make do with what you have, but it's never quite the same. So
that's funny.
So yeah, let's go back and talk a little bit about your fitness journey and talk about what led you up to getting into this, discovering fitness as a way to cope with your mental health and stress and anxiety of things that were going on in your life.
Yeah, pretty much when I first got in, even prior to getting in, I never worked out at all. Like I never used to run. Like I wasn't into fitness at all. Like I barely passed the fitness portion in high school. And then I actually was barely able to get in because of my weight. So I had to do measurements and things. Mm-hmm. So it really wasn't a problem with me because I was still comfortable with my body. But as I began my career, it was pretty quickly that I gained responsibility as far as like administrative work or jobs. Like the more you learn, the more like people like to, okay, can you do this? Can you do this? So it was like, I was doing a lot of different things and I was doing well, but my stress increased very quickly throughout my career. So this is, I would say maybe 2 years after I've been in, I had all that responsibility. And there was a day I just noticed that I was like really stressed out to the point where I didn't know what else to do. Like I literally went outside and I was like, I'm going to run a mile because I can't get this shaky feeling, like scary anxiety out of my body. So I ran a mile and it was cool because I didn't care about the pace. I didn't care about what I looked like. The only thing I was focusing on was putting one foot after another. And then, so after that mile, like I just stopped and I just looked around. I'm like, wow, I feel actually better physically and mentally. And so I ended up making a routine of running a mile like the day after. And then day after I ran a little bit more. And this actually progressed into basically my fitness career. This was my journey where I found out I do love running and I can do other workouts. So I started like kickboxing. I got back into lifting. I went to workout classes. And someone who has social anxiety, like I actually joined a run club, which was scary at first, but it was like so like uplifting. And that's how I fell in love with fitness, because I just felt that overall relief no matter what I did. And I wasn't thinking about what kind of things I need to get done at work, like who is stressing me out. We have a big day tomorrow. I was only focusing on what was the task at hand, which was focusing on my physical health and my mental health.
Yeah. And I like how you said in the beginning, you're just focusing on one foot after the other. And you're just like, you were that focused on that little, like that little bit. At that point, you can't be focused on, okay, we have this big thing going on tomorrow at work, or next week is going to be a rough week or whatever. You're focused on literally left foot, right foot, going through the motion of actually completing that run. I know when I first did a half marathon a few years ago, I was thinking to myself, how in the heck am I going to get through this? I've never run this far before. How am I going to do this? And so I thought to myself, okay, I've run a mile before and I could do that no problem. I can run a mile. So I focused on just running to that next mile checkpoint. Like, okay, I'm going to start. Now I'm just going to run. I happen to run a mile 13 times, but I'm just focusing on running that 1 mile. And that's how I was able to mentally complete that, because I think my body could do it. My legs were strong enough, my lungs, my cardio, all that stuff was strong enough. I just mentally think I was psyching myself out because it was a bigger distance than I'd ever done before. Right. Wow.
That's an awesome tactic. Yeah.
Yeah. So it seems similar to what you were talking about, where you're just focused on that one step at a time. And then as you progress, you focus on little bigger chunks of it at a time. And then eventually you get to the point where it's just so routine and you created a habit out of this where you're going running on a regular basis. It just seemed like just a normal thing to do, right?
Yeah. And yeah, I like how you said created a habit, because as far as going, I would say it did progress, but I was basically not working out at all and then getting into a lot of stuff within a short time frame as far as like a few years. My biggest fear, especially with fitness, was basically when you set a goal for yourself as far as I'm really going to start like this January 1st, like I'm getting back in the gym. And then that was a big thing for me, because I would think about stuff. What if I don't follow through? What if I slack and I'm not doing everything that a fitness person would do? Because it's hard to categorize yourself as someone who is a fitness guru or anything. Yeah. Just focusing on each day and each workout, like you don't even think about like how consistently you're doing. You're just thinking about how consistently you're feeling better.
Well, yeah. And that's a good end result, is that you are consistently starting to feel better and better. Mm-hmm. But before you joined the military, were you dealing with a lot of like stress or anxiety? Did you have similar kind of issues before you even joined the military? Or was this something that kind of just got piled on as the more responsibilities were handed?
I had social anxiety. I have a twin sister. So it's kind of funny, like when you grow up with a twin that you're close to, the characteristics split. And we didn't realize that until we separated in the military. So like growing up, she would always be the one to talk and make friends and all that. And then when we split, I kind of got to my first command. I'm like, oh man, I have to make my own friends now. This is crazy. But I mean, definitely like general anxiety and social anxiety, but it progressed a lot. Like, I don't know if I would say I'm a perfectionist, but my dad was pretty strict growing up too. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of brought that mindset into my job. Like, I want to do good and I don't want to get yelled at. Right. But I took the integrity. That's probably the main thing that I took into my job. And even though it's paperwork for a lot of things, like as far as the departments I work in, there's some things like if you type a number wrong, like you could kill somebody. And I put a lot of weight on that. Yeah, that definitely like progressed in combination of general anxiety, what I had before, and then just the ramped up responsibility.
Right. And I think having that connection with your sister, where she was the one who was the seemed like the more outgoing type that was making all the connections and the friends and all that kind of stuff, that probably almost acted as a crutch probably growing up, where it's like, okay, well, I don't have to do this because you got your sister here who's going out and doing that for you. And then now all of a sudden you're thrown in the deep end of the pool with very little swimming lessons. And now you have to figure out how to tread water on your own and do all of these things on your own. And that's probably a difficult thing to do when you really hadn't done too much of that on your own growing up, right?
Yeah. So there's a book on that. And it's so funny because we didn't even realize how common that like those effects are with twins that are close. So it's called One of the Same. And there's a chapter about when twins like separate and twins make their own friends. And they're like, their parents are like, your friends, or you both have the same friends growing up in high school. So yeah. We're like, oh, okay. And then definitely it helped a lot joining a community as far as the military, because everybody's, you know, looking out for you and you work closely with people. So I took that to heart, being able to work closely with people, because I just, as a twin, like I love being around people. And so it was good to have like that support in that way.
Right. Yeah. And it's definitely interesting. I've known several sets of twins throughout my life, but my father's actually a twin, and it actually gave me a little worry when I started having kids, like, okay, are we having twins now too? Are we in for a 2-for-1 special here?
They're so cool.
Yeah. But it is true that their personalities are, they kind of feed off of each other and they work together almost like one unit. Like they just kind of come together and work together. Actually, our family just got a couple puppies from the same litter, and I call them yin and yang, because they're like two different personalities. One is really hyped up and anxious, energetic. And the other one is chill and relaxed. And they just, I don't know, they're two different creatures. It's almost like, how could they come from the same parents or whatever? It's like they're just two different, you know, but it's interesting just to see that those differences. Did you try anything else to help relieve your stress and anxiety before you fell into this physical fitness routine that you got yourself into?
Well, actually, I think joining as a 19-year-old, and I was raised with 5 kids, as far as food, like I kind of just ate whatever was available for my parents. Like I had my mom's house and my dad's house, which my mom's house was like a little bit healthier, but my dad's like feeding like 5 kids. So whatever's there, you're going to eat it. But I mean, obviously I was fed, but I wasn't learning about what I was eating. It was kind of like make a lot of food because we have a lot of people. And then when I joined, basically my first position was washing aircraft and like being like a cleanup crew. So I hung out with a lot of guys my age, and our routine was like bowling and like Chipotle and burritos and going out to eat. And so again, I still wasn't learning about food. I was just going with the flow. And then it was around that time where I was learning or trying to learn about fitness or nutrition. And then I just knew my body, like every day I would wake up, I'm like, I'm just really tired. And I'm like, what is going on? And then, so So I'm like, oh, I heard that if you drink, I don't know, take a certain vitamin or drink a certain water or eat a certain fruit, like it has nutritional benefits. And then I'm like, okay. And then I would do one of the same. And I'm like, I would pretty much feel the same. And then the more I looked into it, as far as like YouTube and like people saying feedback, like you have to put everything together to make it make sense as far as nutrition. But there was just like one day it clicked and I was just like, oh, I'm going to have to put all of this together in order for all this like nutrition stuff to work and make me feel. But it was crazy. Like, as far as like not knowing anything, nutrition, barely worked out prior to the Navy. And then I started that fitness journey. I was like doing my vitamins, making sure I had protein and all this. And there was a day I was running and I literally felt like I was floating. Like my body was like in high mode. Like I was sprinting. I'm like, normally if I'm sprinting, like I would be tired by now, but I just felt so fueled. And then I actually became a fitness leader in my command. So I would try to tell people, I'm like, food is fuel. Like your diet is what you eat. Like you don't have to like, I was like, the main thing was knowing what is in the food that you eat. Cause I obviously had no idea about what I was eating. And that's still something you still have to research like every day in America. But yeah, nutrition, it helped along the way, but it took a long time to click. As far as other stress reliefs, my twin did live there. So yeah, I would reach out to family a lot or try to spend time with her. I think being in, when you're stressed out, you think, okay, if I was home, I wouldn't be stressed out or anything.
Especially when you had someone who you grew up with, you're so close to that you probably were, you know, even through high school, middle school, elementary school, you're able to probably talk with her about some of the things that might have been bothering you and help each other out that way. But then when you get separated that way, the way the military tends to do with families, you lose that built-in support network, right? And that kind of makes it a little harder to, you know, get things off your chest and just get it out there, right?
Yeah. Well, and that's funny that you mentioned that, because we actually didn't learn to, I guess, say properly communicate until we were older. We were living together in San Diego. But like if something was bothering us, it was kind of like being in the room with somebody helped. I think that's because we grew up with so many people. So it's like, if I'm frustrated about something, like maybe spending time with somebody will calm me down and take my mind off thing. But yeah, now we can definitely say to each other, this really bothered me, or this happened today, and I feel sad or happy about all these things. So that definitely helps a lot and was something I learned along the way.
Yeah, communication is huge with any kind of relationship, whether it's a sibling or a spouse or just people that you work with or whoever. You can solve a whole lot of problems just by talking about things and you know, at least get on the same page with certain things so that there's not misunderstandings in terms of where people are coming from or what they're dealing with in their day-to-day. If you came home and you just kind of blew up at your sister or whatever, and you started just, you know, ripping her head off because you had a bad day at work, but you didn't communicate that to her, then she'd be like, well, what the hell? Like, where is this coming from? Right. But if you open up and you talk about that, say, hey, kind of had a rough day, mind if I tell you about it for 5 minutes or whatever, at least she'll know where you're coming from when you start acting a little strange, right? Yeah. So, you know, communication is, it's a big thing. It really is. And I think that's a good first step for people who are out there who are dealing with stress in their lives or anxiety. Talk about it with someone. Find somebody that you can trust, that you can talk to. And yeah, all the fitness and the eating right and exercise, all that stuff is really important too. But just learning how to release some of that stuff in a healthy way is probably important too. So how is your stress and anxiety levels now, like after you've discovered how to manage all of this stuff?
Well, It's definitely gone down a lot after I'm out of the military.
Yeah. Well, yeah, for sure. I can imagine that the lack of those military responsibilities definitely help out.
But even with that, I guess, like you said, like being able to like confrontation was never a thing with my family growing up. Mm-hmm. And like my early career, it was kind of like, do what you're told and you can get this done. So it's like a busy bee all the time. But right. After like I checked into my second command, it was a lot busier than my first command, but I worked with people and I learned from myself if there was something wrong, speak about it now instead of later. Like if something wasn't communicated right, like I learned to take a step back and be like, okay, this is our issue, but this person doesn't know how to do it, or we need to train somebody. And those kinds of things are so much more helpful, especially while you're in the military, because for example, say my supervisor was mad, like, why isn't all this stuff done? Why are we behind on all these things? But it's like, when you point out things that are an issue prior to them, you know, exploding or people exploding because things aren't done, then it really helps a lot. And there's always days like with work where I worked or with family where you like get a little frustrated and you like snap at somebody. Mm-hmm. But it's like a really big thing that I learned is having that awareness of how I reacted, like how it probably made them feel, like why was I upset about that, and then just like calming down and stepping back and like just clearing the air as far as I'm sorry I reacted that way, I was actually upset about this. And then like you said, like the communication, people are like, okay, well that makes a lot more sense and I feel better now. So right. Like as far as just being able to tell people how I feel and just clear the air, like if I'm having a day where I don't feel very happy or like in a really positive mood, because my family's pretty positive. Like I'm going to be up front. I'm going to say like, I'm having an off day or I'm really stressed about school. And that helps a lot. So people around you are more understanding rather than like, what's her problem or what's going on there?
Right. Right. Yeah. And I like how you're saying too, about if there's a problem at work and there's something that you see that's going to cause you to not be able to hit your goals or whatever, finish everything that you're supposed to do. But if you bring that up beforehand, then at least whoever's in charge is going to be like, okay, well, we have a reason, or maybe they have a way to work around that problem or fix that problem so it's no longer a problem and it helps you get that thing done. But at least if there's no way to work around it, at least they know. And so then you're not dealing with the stress of being yelled at and whatever, because they're like, okay, well, you brought this up to me. There's nothing we can do about it. Yeah. It's just a situation that we're dealing with here and we have to make do the best we can. But at least you're not adding on top of that stress. So not only is there the stress of, okay, I'm not going to make this deadline, but then also the stress of being yelled at for not being able to make the deadline. Yeah. Like that just adds more crap on top of it. So if you could just communicate that beforehand, it probably will help the situation and make it not quite as stressful. So I like how you brought that up as well. So let's talk about your brand, Awareness Athletics. Why did you decide to create this brand? And also, I think I should mention for the listeners, the awareness word in that is spelled with the word wear, as in the clothing that you wear. So AWEARNESS. But I guess what prompted you to create the brand and get that brand out there?
Yeah, so thank you for pointing that out about how to spell it. I always tell people that when I'm telling them about the brand. But yeah, so basically, I would say maybe about like my 5-year mark in my command after starting that fitness journey, I was a fitness leader, but I also lost like about 30 pounds in that time frame of being at that first command. But I noticed that when people would check in, And I would set them up or take them to like a fitness class or help them with their weigh-ins and things. They would always say to me, oh, this is so easy for you. Like, you've always been into fitness, or you're just the fit girl. And I'm like, wait, what? That's not the case. Yeah. And I remember searching online during that time. I'm like, I wish there was like a shirt that just said like why I work out. It's not just for my physical. It's not about how I look. Like, there's more to it than that. And I just remember I couldn't find anything at all. And I'm like, what? This is when 2018, when like mental health was slowly on the rise as far as social media. But
right.
Yeah, so I couldn't find anything at all. And I'm like, this is crazy. So I get to California and I'm still like occasionally thinking about that shirt. I haven't had any free time to do anything about it. So one day I decided, I'm like, oh, screw it. I'm just going to create something online and wear it for myself. And that way, at least I have it. So I created this shirt that says, I work out for my mental health. And once I received it, I posted it on my social media. And I had 8 people comment like, this is so awesome. Man, I support this all the way. I can relate to this. And I'm like, wow, this is a lot of people. Like, I just wanted this for myself because, you know, I felt misunderstood. And that just really gave me the idea of, okay, this could actually become something. During that time, I was actually like starting like a bodybuilding competition. So I was around a lot of bodybuilders, a lot of people who consistently work out and were just like really into fitness. But as far as California, you see these women wear, you know, the cute trending leggings and the bras and everything's cute. And I'm like, yeah, they look awesome. But I'm like, but what if I could create something that just brings a little bit more than just of how you look? Like, how come, you know, I appreciated my t-shirt, but I'm like, why do I have to wear this boy t-shirt to represent that I work out for my mental health? And so that just gave me an idea to like, okay, I'm going to start my own collection. I'm going to put this on paper because first of all, I support mental health awareness. Obviously people are supportive of integrating physical health with mental health. And like overall, there's nothing bad can come out of it, you know?
Right.
And so I started on the collection, I would say June of 2021, and we are hopefully launching our first collection of high support adjustable sports bra and matching leggings towards the end of the year, so maybe November. I've really been putting in a lot of thought of how supportive the sports bra is, mainly because there's a lot of mothers out there that want to get into fitness, but don't have the proper support as far as like fitness wear. Yes, like the fitness wear industry as far as like fashion is so much money. This is a huge industry, but I'm like, okay, but I have my own thing. I have what's trending, put it all together and support anybody who wants the gear or who wants to support mental health.
Yeah, it seems like the t-shirt was that spark. It was a good start, right? But like you said, it's a t-shirt and it's not the most stylish thing that's out there. It may not be for everyone. It's good for what it is. It gets a message across, but you also have people who want to dress a little more stylish and they want to have different options out there. So it makes sense that the transition is now into fitness, you know, clothing, the sports bras and all that kind of stuff that goes along with it. It just makes sense because the physical fitness was a huge part of your journey and likely is for many other people. I can't imagine that you're the only one who started running and saw the improvement in your mental health as well as your physical health. It just makes sense. And I applaud you for what you're doing to not only for your own personal health, your physical and mental health, but also for raising awareness of the mental health issues that people may have. And one of the reasons that I wanted to have you on this show was because the people who listen to this show oftentimes are struggling in silence. They have their own issues that they're dealing with. That could be mental health, that could be physical health, they could be dealing with any number of different things. And they just don't know how to deal with it. And sometimes hearing stories like yours, where someone says, you know what, I need to take control of this. I need to do something. And you did something, and all of a sudden, boom, you see that it's working. You know, maybe it wasn't 100% dialed in to exactly mental and physical health right off the bat, but you continue to work at it. And I think it's that resilience, that not giving up attitude, that is important, that people understand that a lot of this stuff is going to take some work. It's going to take some time. And if you put the effort in, you'll see the results eventually. But if you just try something once and say, well, this is too hard. It was too hard for me to run that mile. I'm not going to do it again. Well, then you're probably not going to see the results. But if you keep at it and you stick with it, you'll start to see those results, and your stress and your anxiety and other issues that you might be facing will start to get better, right?
Yeah. And yeah, thank you for that. I'm glad you said, as far as, so the name for awareness, actually, so I wouldn't have been able to progress as far as anxiety and stress if I didn't have that self-awareness of like how I was reacting or how I was taking control of my actions as far as physical and mental work, because you're right, it does take work. And so during my deployment in 2018, I was on the ship and one of the carriers. So there was like 5,000 people, but I mean, you're around a lot of people and you spend a lot of close time with people. And I was pretty active on getting started to help out with mental health and just trying to get more involved. So we would do like mental health lectures of like tips of what you don't know, how can you help somebody or how can you help yourself? And that it takes a lot of work, as much as we want to like help everybody we know that's struggling as far as like mentally, like I want to be that best friend that's going to listen to you no matter what. But also like during that time and during the past 3 years, I realized like the main way, like I noticed how I can help people is be the example. And that was also the fuel, like, of not giving up, because I would go to work and I would tell people like, oh, I just ran 4 miles. And it was funny. There was this story where I was like, I don't think I ran 4 miles. It was either in a while, but we were running and we were almost there. And I was by myself and I think my shoe got untied or whatever. And then I just, all this stuff was happening. And then I tripped and I fell and I was just like, and then I just looked up and I was like, okay, I'm going to go, I'm going to do this. I'm going to finish this. And I just like being able to go to work and tell people like how good you feel about yourself when you're able to accomplish like a goal for yourself. It's not just what you do for your job or what you do for somebody else. It's having those small goals that you can accomplish. And it makes you feel better. I just feel so grateful that I can be that spark in somebody else's eye. Like I can be that click for them to, oh, I have to do this. I have to put in the work. Nobody else can do this for me. And so, yeah, that was part of the reason of why we chose awareness athletics and also like mental health awareness. And then like the goal is that when people wear our merchandise, they're thinking about, or they're like, somebody comes up to you like, oh, what is awareness athletics? It's a brand about mental health awareness and being able to start that conversation about mental health and break that stigma.
Yeah. And you know, what you're talking about as far as being that example for other people, that they look up to you, they are watching what you're doing and seeing how you're progressing and not wanting to be that person who lets them down by just slacking off on your own exercise and physical fitness. If you start doing that, then they'll say, okay, well, maybe it's not all that important. And maybe she isn't as much of an expert as we might've thought she was, right? And you don't want to lose that. And I think that the lead by example philosophy, where it's like, okay, I'm doing this for my physical, my mental health. This is my example that I'm showing to all of you, whoever these people happen to be. And there may have even been people who you didn't even know who saw you out there every day running or at the gym exercising, whatever it was that you're doing, fitness class, whatever. They may have seen you there and was like, you know what, this person is dedicated. And you may not have even known that person, but they may have known you just by, you know, observing, not in a creepy way, just happened to see you there, right? But that is a way that you impacted somebody's life and helped push them to become better versions of themselves as well. And sometimes your story is the spark that helps start someone else with their story and their journey. Really, I do appreciate that, not only that you came on this show, but that you're doing all that you're doing to help raise awareness for mental health, for all the things that you're working on. I really do appreciate all that you do. Where can people go to find out more about you, your journey, and Awareness Athletics?
So we have our website, which is awarenessathletics.com. And when you go there, you can subscribe to our emails. So those emails are going to have mental health tips. They're going to have the launch date updates. And they're also going to have any updates as far as sales or information of what we're working on or events in the community. We have our Instagram, Awareness Athletics. We post reels, merchandise photos, and just as far as like connecting with the community, we really use Instagram a lot. Also Facebook and TikTok. We're just recently getting on TikTok. It's so hard to like do those videos and stuff, but thankfully yesterday I just hired a marketing team. So,
excellent.
Yeah. So there's a lot of like reels as far as short stories of expressing like how what you're doing physically can help you mentally and just along those lines.
Well, that's awesome. I'm going to have links to all of this in the show notes for anyone who wants to get in touch or to find out more about the brand. Check it out. Go to the website, go to their social media, follow, like, share, do all the things that you do on the social media, different platforms, and check them out. And definitely support Awareness Athletics. I think it's a great brand, great message, and go check it out. So thank you again for coming on and joining us today and sharing your story. I think it was definitely a great story showing people the way that you went from the stress and anxiety in your life and how you found a healthy way to manage that. I really do appreciate you coming on and sharing that.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time, and I'm really happy and blessed that I was able to show up today.
Thanks again. Thanks for listening to the Drive On Podcast. If you want to check out more episodes or learn more about the show, you can visit our website, driveonpodcast.com. We're also on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube at Drive On Podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.